So obviously, when we last spoke, we did a big in-depth dive into PSG, and I was determined after that show to make sure it wasn't going to be another big PSG-centric show. We were going to look at the breadth of French football, and then they sacked Thomas Tuchel, and then they brought in Mauricio Pochettino, and they fought themselves to the top. We have to speak about this first. First of all, your reaction to the timing, because it did seem to catch a few people off guard when it was announced.
Yes, you're right, and I can see why, because it was Christmas Eve. They just won 4-0 against Strasbourg at the Parc des Princes. However, I think we also kind of coming, we knew that there would be a meeting at some point between Leonardo and Nasser Al-Khelaifi, but also the Emir of Qatar at some point to discuss Thomas Tuchel's future. He had only 6 months left on his contract, which I guess is easier to sack a manager with only 6 months left than if he had two and a half years left, for example, on the deal. And also, although they qualify or they scrapped through the Champions League last 16, they also were only third at the time in Ligue 1. They had lost to Lyon at home for the first time in 14 years, to Marseille at home for the first time in 13 years. So there's been those results. The performances were not great. The football wasn't great. So the pressure was there, and you could feel that it was building and building. And I guess if there's a time to sack a manager, is before winter break, then you've got the time to bring someone in who can take over during the holidays or at least before the restart of the season, which is exactly what they did. So as much as I felt bad for Tuchel, because although he got 7 million euros payout, it's not great to be sacked before Christmas, but I certainly can see the point of view from the club and where they were coming from.